Welcome to Inside Jag Nation, a weekly podcast that gives you an in-depth look at the South Alabama Jaguars. You can find a new podcast uploaded weekly online at usajaguars.com or take the podcast with you on your smartphone by subscribing for free on iTunes. Just search South Alabama Jaguars.
Welcome to Inside Jag Nation, the weekly podcast of the University of South Alabama Department of Athletics. I'm Brian Freeman, Associate Athletic Director for Strategic Communications. And our guest this week over the course of the Thanksgiving holiday is men's basketball student athlete Josh Ajayi. Josh, appreciate your taking the time with us today.
Thank you. It's good to be here.
You guys last weekend, heading into the holiday, took part in the Naismith tip-off tournament with wins on Saturday and Sunday. You won the tournament title, and you were all-tournament. You know, what did you guys do well this weekend to accomplish all those things?
Definitely, you know, one of the biggest things that we've been trying to ingrain, and even our coaches have been trying to fortifying practice was rebounds. You know, we've been having a struggle rebounding the basketball. So during practices, we've always, that's been a big emphasis in our drills, rebounding the basketball, blocking out shots and securing the ball. So I think this weekend, you know, we definitely accomplished that aspect of our goals that we've set for ourselves.
At this point where we're recording, we're five games into the season. You've scored in double figures three times. You had a double-double in the home opener against Mobile. In your estimation, when you play well, what are you doing best? What's the key for you to have a successful game?
I think the key for me would be to being aggressive, not just offensively, but defensively. Getting the rebounds, blocking out shots, just being there on both sides of the court and just having that mentality that I have to get every rebound, you know, and just having that aggressive mindset on the court.
At this point last year, mid-November, you had played a handful of games at the collegiate level as a redshirt freshman. How much more comfortable are you at this point early in the season this year compared to last year because of what you went through last season?
Last year definitely prepared me for this year. Obviously I've gotten a lot of experience playing in the collegiate level, so I understand what to expect. But at the same time, you know, you never really get that anxious feeling of the first game of the season, you know. So I had that feeling during my first game, but, you know, I was able to shake it off and bounce back.
So, you know, when you look at the statistics this year, so far you're averaging just under 10 points a game, over 5.5 rebounds a game, shooting nearly 49% from the field. Numbers that are comparable to last year, but you've got two wing players, Jordan Andrews, Roderick Sykes, averaging in double figures, combined for 19 three-pointers. Guys, they weren't here last year. With what they're doing so far on the perimeter, do you find that it's opening things up for you in the paint and allowing you to do some things offensively that may not have been available last year?
Yeah, definitely. You know, when you have two great guys that can shoot the ball as well as they can, it definitely opens up the floor, you know, because the defense will have to respect their jumper, you know, so which definitely helps me. Makes my job a lot easier in the paint. So, you know, it's really all thanks to them that I've been this successful down low in the paint.
You know, 3-2 so far. The tournament win after beating Maine and St. Peter's in Connecticut last weekend. We're in the middle of a three-game homestand here to finish out the month. What do you think you and the team need to do to kind of keep that momentum going and build on it with some more wins?
I would say definitely take care of the ball. We've turned over the ball way too many times in the past, you know, in really all the games we've had. And that's, again, aside from rebounding, that's been another big emphasis. And even for me personally, you know, turnovers has been one of my Achilles heel, you know, so I've been definitely trying to work on that in the games. But we've definitely been focusing on limiting our turnovers and, again, rebounding, turnovers and rebounding.
You know, we're still in the opening month of the season. Back when you guys started practicing in October, and even when you got back to school for the start of the fall semester, you know, what kind of goals did you set, not just for yourself personally, but, you know, what's the team focused on this year? What's the team goals that you guys have laid out there as well?
Obviously, you know, definitely to win, to have a winning season, you know, and again, that comes with meeting our standards. We have a standard or goal board in our team lounge room that we go over every game or after every game, and we check off, you know, different goals that we've met or haven't met, and essentially we have to run for the ones that we don't miss. But, you know, I think that was a great idea by our coaches to really, you know, lay down the standards of this program, you know, so regardless of if we win or if we lose, as long as we meet those goal boards, we've met or we've accomplished our goals.
You know, for you, tell our listeners, you know, what do you do on game day? What's your routine? Do you have any superstitions throughout the day before you guys come to the gym and change in the uniform and start warming up, you know, before the crowd shows up?
Yeah, I would, you know, one of my biggest things for me would be to, you know, before every game, I listen to, I'm a very mellow guy, you know, so before every game, I listen to, you know, some relaxing music and I meditate, you know, I get my mind right before every game and I say a couple affirmations, you know, so that's really one thing that stuck with me for the past, since, you know, high school and even prep school, I've always done that before every game.
You know, basketball is a sport that you picked up when you moved to the United States. I'm going to ask you about that in a little bit. But now that you're so deeply involved in it and playing at the collegiate level, having progressed high school, prep school, you know, what's your favorite part of the sport?
Just being able to compete. You know, it's a very beautiful sport. And to me, obviously, it's my favorite sport, but just the fact that there's such a flow and artistic aspect to the game. You know, you can't just be super athletic and expect to thrive in the aspect. You have to have, you know, a type of rhythm, a type of flow, and even a type of artistic sense to the game. So, you know, for me, the game is just a beautiful thing to play and watch.
Yeah, I asked you before comparing last year to this year. Last November, you're a redshirt freshman playing your first few games at this level, and then the third game here at the Mitchell Center against FIU, you have 27 points and 10 rebounds. Kind of some people describe that as a breakout performance. How much do you find that helped you with your confidence and your ability to play at this higher level after that performance?
Yeah, it definitely helped me. I think during that stretch, I was going through a little slump. I think it was either after that or before that, but you know, I was going through a little slump, and that definitely helped my confidence level. But it definitely helped me to be able to see, you know, how easy it is to pick my spots and just to make easy baskets and to score easy baskets and make the game simple, you know. So, you know, that game definitely opened my eyes to see how the game works in my, you know, aspect, in my forte.
Visiting this week on Inside Jag Nation with Josh Ajayi, a sophomore forward on the men's basketball team. you know, last year you were a redshirt freshman. You averaged just over 10.5 points a game, just under 5.5 rebounds a game, 27 assists, 24 steals. You did a lot of things, shot nearly 49% from the field. When you went back last April, after the season ended, before the semester closed, and you looked at things, how'd you evaluate your performance as a redshirt freshman?
I was, you know, for me personally, I'm really a perfectionist in a sense. I'm never satisfied with my game. I'm always looking to improve my game in all aspects. But it was a good start for my career last year, but again, I wasn't satisfied, you know. So in my mind, I definitely wanted to take it to the next level, you know, step it up a notch, not just offensively but defensively. So, you know, this year, that's really what I've been trying to do.
So when you talk about, you know, what you were looking to improve, was there what specific aspect did you work on this summer and at the start of the semester this year leading into practice that you wanted to be better at in games now that the season started?
One of the two aspects was rebounding and my free throw percentage. I think I shot 62-something percent last year, and I believe I brought that up a lot this year. So, I just have to keep on working on my free throws to increase that to at least the 80-75+. And also my rebounding, you know, rebounding is one of the most biggest things that could help us on our basketball team. So, you know, the more rebounds I get, the better it is for our whole team.
Yeah, how do you go about being a better rebounder? Is it just more energy in practice in the games? Is it watching film to figure out better positioning? How did you go about working on that aspect of your game?
Honestly, I at first I thought rebounding just, you know, all it had to do was just being physical and getting the ball. But, you know, rebounding is really a skill because you have to be able to read the ball as it's coming off the rim and judge where it's coming from, the projectile, so you can be able to predict where it's coming and get the rebound. So, you know, I watch a lot of film and with my coaches, and, you know, I make that into a practice to really be able to read the ball and judge where it's coming from, be aggressive, and secure the ball and secure the rebound.
Your first season on campus was 2015-16, and you sat out as a red shirt. And I got a couple questions about it. You know, at that time, how frustrating was it for you? But now, a couple years removed, do you look back and think to yourself that you actually appreciate that you had the ability to have a year to adjust to the collegiate level before you play the game?
Yeah, definitely. I think a lot of college players, you know, they want to come in and be able to play right away. You know, I was the same way. At first, I was, you know, a little upset that I had to sit out. But as time went on, I started to see the positives that came with sitting out and having a redshirt year, because I went hard in the weight room. I lost a lot of weight and I slimmed down. I got a lot stronger and my game improved a lot just from that redshirt season. So, you know, it definitely helped me a lot it definitely helped my game a lot to sit out that year and work on my game in all aspects.
Yeah, you were able to practice, and in going through that, was there something that you learned about yourself that, like, you didn't know but made you feel like, okay, I'm going to be able to compete and contribute to this program once you got on the court and in real games?
Yeah, definitely my physicality and my versatility. I think that's one of the things I bring to this team is my versatility. I can stretch out to the perimeter, and I can also, obviously my bread and butter is in the paint. So, you know, during my redshirt season, I got to see how that game affects our team on a collegiate level. So definitely that helped me expand my perception of my game and just to understand how my game fits in with our team.
As mentioned earlier, now you were born and raised as a young child in Nigeria, and you came over in 8-9 year old range. Your grandparents were out in California, and you came. When you look back at that experience of making that move, when you were a kid, were you thinking about that as a possibility, or when your parents brought it up to you, were you kind of a little caught off guard, a little surprised by the possibility?
Oh, yeah, honestly, it was a very surprising experience for my brother and I, because my parents actually one day just randomly brought us into the room and asked us, you know, we're thinking about taking you guys over to the United States. And they asked us how we felt about it, to take some time to think about it. But obviously, as young kids, my brother and I, we always used to watch American films and, you know, et cetera. So we have always wanted to experience that lifestyle and atmosphere. So we were all in for it, you know. So we made that transition, and it's been the best transition of our lives.
Now, your grandparents were in California. For our listeners out there, describe the differences living in Nigeria, living on the West Coast in the United States, and what was kind of the hardest thing for you to get used to when you moved to this country?
It's definitely, you know, Africa, or Nigeria rather, is, you know, definitely a lot different than the States, just the whole atmosphere. And even for me, myself personally, and my brother, we had to get used to not having our parents around, you know, because our parents came with us to the States, and they stayed for about, you know, a month or two, and then they had to go back. So we were really with our grandparents for most of our high school and even during middle school career. But they would come frequently once a year for a couple of weeks, but, you know, still, you don't have that, you don't have your mom and dad with you all throughout your high school, so that really forces you to grow quickly. So, you know, I think that was really a blessing in disguise, you know, really helped me to grow or mature really quickly. And, you know, it gave me the tools to succeed by myself in, you know, the collegiate aspect, and on myself in high school and prep school.
Now, I believe you'd admitted that the first sport you actually played was soccer, not basketball. When you look at yourself on the floor now, is there anything that you took from that experience as a soccer player that helps you today?
It would definitely be the footwork. I think soccer players have one of the most impeccable footwork in all athletics. You know, I think Kobe Bryant was a soccer player first as well, and which makes sense because his footwork is, you know, amazing. But, you know, soccer really helped me prosper and thrive in the post, because, you know, post play is really all about footwork. You know, if you have great footwork, you can really be a force to be reckoned with down low. So, you know, that really helped me help my post game a lot, you know, just working on my footwork.
Now, you were out in El Monte, California. You went to San Gabriel Academy, but before you went to college, you went to Cheshire Academy in Connecticut. What was life like that year at the prep school compared to life with your grandparents in California?
It was definitely, you know, again, I had to get used to being on my own. You know, when I went to prep school, it was obviously just me out there, which is people I never met before. So I had to make new friends, make new teammates, and et cetera. So I had to, again, learn how to grow, be independent. And, you know, at first it was a lonely experience, but after a while you get used to it. But it definitely helped me, because it was really a reflection of the college, the collegiate lifestyle. You know, prep school is really that midway or that bridge into the collegiate lifestyle, so that really prepared me for college.
All right. In that year at the academy, you put up some decent numbers and you got some attention, not just Coach Graves. You know, what other schools recruited you from there? And did you take any other visits? I know you did take a visit here before you decided to come here, but were there any other schools involved in the recruiting process?
Yeah, there was a couple schools, like LIU Brooklyn, Hartford. What else? San Jose State. But I took a visit to LIU Brooklyn, and I really liked it. But Graves came in personally. He flew in and he watched me work out, and he really liked me. And you know, I took a visit here, and you know, I loved it as soon as I touched down. You know, so I didn't hesitate to pull that trigger.
Now, I know that, you know, obviously your size, 6'7", you're still 245. You say you dropped weight after you came from prep school. But, you know, throughout high school, even when you were looking at college basketball and the option, you ever hear from football coaches saying, boy, we wish you were out here with us?
Yeah, definitely. You know, that's always been, you know, at the back of my mind. Even in high school in California, I've always had that option to, you know, play football at the collegiate level, and I actually considered it, you know, a lot when I was in high school and even when I went to prep school. And I had some football coaches that were really interested in me and really were ready to give me a scholarship to play football, even just off of just watching me play basketball. But, you know, basketball is my passion, so, you know, I can't betray her.
You know, for you, what do you find, or what kind of long-term basketball goals do you have, not just for the rest of this season and a couple more years at South Alabama, but beyond?
Definitely to play at a professional level, you know, whether it's in the NBA or overseas, just to be able to get paid, to be able to play and do what you love. That's definitely my dream, you know, so that's what I'm working towards too.
Now, with making the move here, your parents come over one at a time occasionally. They have throughout when you were in high school out in California. Have you ever gone back?
No, I haven't actually. And it's been about, you know, almost 10 years now. And I was actually supposed to go back last year, last summer, but I believe we went on a Europe trip. I think that was last year, so I was able to do that. But, you know, coming up, you know, these next couple years, that's supposed to be on my checklist either next year or the year after. Definitely need to take a trip back home to the stomping grounds.
Now, someone who's got extensive travel experience despite your young age, you know, when you move forward, are there any countries out there that you want to visit? Is there a particular country you want to play basketball in professionally? Or is it more about you like life in the United States and hope to make things work out here?
Yeah, I definitely love, you know, life out here. I think United States is really different than a lot of the countries because it gives you a great experience basketball-wise because competition level here is amazing, you know. But, you know, with that being said, I wouldn't mind playing, you know, in Europe, in Italy, you know, just having that overseas experience would really be amazing, you know. But at the same time, America is really a great place to play basketball as well.
Now, I know that, you know, a couple of years ago, you said that your parents were still looking to find a way to move here permanently. Have they been able to do that, or are they still in Nigeria?
Yes, actually, my father, he's California right now, and he's been there for almost a year now. So, you know, that transition is definitely almost at its end, and they found a way to get over here. So, you know, in the next couple months, if not years, they should have their whole situation finalized, and they should be able to, you know, call California or the United States their new home.
Now, when they were still back in Nigeria and you were with your grandparents, how frequently were you in touch with your parents, you and your brother, and how did you do it? Was it talking over the phone, trading email, FaceTime? What did you guys do to stay in touch?
It was definitely all of the above, but more so than not, we used to be on the phone with our parents 24/7 every day. You know, we have a great relationship with our parents, and they do a great job of showing us the love that they have for us. You know, they call us every day. We have a group chat that, you know, they text us. Even on Facebook, you know, we're connected on all social media. So, you know, we're always staying connected.
And, you know, the hope is to play basketball for a long time, but whenever the day comes that you retire from the sport, what kind of profession, what kind of job do you hope to find when you settle down, wherever that may be?
That's a good question. You know, I've actually been thinking about that recently. I would say, you know, somewhere or in the aspect of being a, you know, like a counselor, spiritual advisor, or even working with collegiate teams as a trainer, you know. So the options vary depending on, you know, how I end up feeling at the end of my career. So I'm still working that out.
Talking to Josh Ajayi from the South Alabama men's basketball team this week on Inside Jag Nation. Appreciate the time, but before we let you go, I'm going to ask you the last few questions here. More personal stuff, and really just looking for you to tell us the first thing that comes to your mind. And I'm going to start with free time. I don't think you have a lot of as a student athlete, but when you have a few moments to yourself, what's your favorite thing to do?
Personally, I would say, you know, I love to read. You know, I love to better myself knowledge wise. You know, so I'm always reading something new. I'm always, you know, finding out something new every day. I'm fascinated by how the universe works, you know, so I'm always constantly looking and searching in that aspect. So, you know, I'm never bored. I'm never, I really don't have any free time because I'm always constantly reading and, you know, doing all that.
What's your favorite sport outside of basketball?
Favorite sport? I would say volleyball. You know, I played volleyball in California, so I really have a respect for it. A lot of people think volleyball is an easy sport to play, but, you know, it's actually very difficult. And, you know, again, it takes a lot of skill to play that sport. And, you know, just like basketball, it has a very artistic flow and skill set to it. So, you know, I have a very high respect for a lot of volleyball players, and especially soccer as well. You know, those two sports I really enjoy.
What's the best athletic event that you've ever attended as a fan?
As a fan, wow. Athletic event. I would say the state. When I was in California, I used to go to the Staples Center and watch the Lakers play a lot, you know, so that was, especially as a young kid coming to America, that was a very big experience for me, being able to, you know, watch NBA players play professionally and just have that experience of being in an environment that, you know, you've never been before. You know, that was the first time I've ever been to a big stadium like that, or a big arena like that, rather. You know, I got to see amazing players play, so, you know, it was a great experience.
There is one athletic event that you've never been to that you want to go to. What's at the top of your bucket list?
Probably the World Cup, FIFA World Cup. I think that would be a great experience. You know, I play a lot of FIFA or, you know, soccer games, so, you know, that would definitely be a great experience to have.
If you're going on a dream vacation, you get to only pick one spot. Where are you going?
That's a good one. Probably, you know, somewhere in the islands, you know, maybe somewhere definitely close to the equator where there's a lot of sun, you know, maybe Costa Rica, Jamaica, maybe Caribbean, definitely, you know, anywhere in that aspect.
What's your favorite movie?
The Matrix, hands down. The
Matrix. Favorite book?
It would be a tie between The Power of Now and What is Quantum Melanin Physics. Those two are my favorite books.
Who's your favorite musical artist?
Prince.
And obviously you've lived a very interesting life so far, even though you're very young. You know, down the line when your professional career is over, wherever you've traveled, a Hollywood producer comes along and says, that's a story I want to tell, I want to make a movie. What actor is going to play the lead role of Josh Ajayi?
Well, I mean, I would hope it would be, you know, the best person fitting for the job, which would be me, you know. But if I'm not able to, I would say Idris Elba. You know, I really like, he's a great actor. I definitely like his acting skills.
So, you know, maybe instead of trainer or counselor, actor might be a future profession.
Yeah, maybe somewhere along the lines.
Josh Ajayi from the South Alabama men's basketball team has been the guest on Inside Jag Nation this week. The Jaguars will play host to New Orleans Sunday at 3:05. Wish you good luck in that game, rest of the season, and moving forward here at South Alabama. Thanks for the time.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Inside Jag Nation is a production of South Alabama Athletics. Any rebroadcast or distribution of this podcast without the express written consent of South Alabama Athletics is strictly prohibited. Remember, you can find a new episode of Inside Jag Nation every week on USAJaguars.com or have them automatically uploaded to your smartphone by subscribing for free on iTunes. Keep up to date with the Jags by following us on Twitter with @USAJaguarSports and @JagNationUSA. Thanks for listening, and go Jags! Wow!